This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
I guess it depends, because if you're Nagy, you still have to have you still have to make the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to get to coach Justin Fields if you don't make the playoffs this year, right?
So if you go like 0-3, you got to throw him out there and just let it ride.
If you go 0-3, you might get fired. Unless you can, unless like it seems like it might be a situation where he is going to be there to, you know, break in case of emergency. You need a, you know, that's your last play. It's like, look, let us see what we're looking with this quarterback. But bye week ain't till week 10, so you can't wait till the bye week.
Who are their first few games?
Rams, Bengals, Browns, Lions. I think Dalton can go at least 2-2 there, right?
I would probably keep him starting
unless he's just awful.
You gotta beat Cincinnati. You gotta beat Detroit. 2-2. Then it goes Vegas, Green Bay, Tampa Bay, San Francisco, Pittsburgh. That'll be a little bit tougher.
That's when, at some point in there.
It might be after the Cleveland game, honestly. Home game before Detroit. I feel bad for Dalton. He doesn't really have a chance to win there.
Yeah.
Especially week one.
You never know, man. He could come out and ball out.
No, he could, but he's
not terrible.
I'm just saying.
With the Cowboys this past year.
I feel like everyone has already dubbed Fields the savior, and week one is on Sunday Night Football. In L.A. against Aaron Donald and the Rams. So, like, if you don't play well that game, they are not going to take kindly to you in week two at home against Cincinnati.
Right. Tough. Speaking of quarterbacks, too, according to William Hill Sportsbook betting site, you guys want to take a guess at this? I'll let you guys take a crack at this one. There's a quarterback who has the most popular MVP bet. It's at plus 2,000. A little bit of a surprise, but again, that's where the most money is getting poured in on this guy.
I have my guess. Cam, do you want to take a shot at it? Most popular MVP vote at 20-1?
Yep. Plus 2,000.
For NFL, you said?
Yeah.
Yep.
20-1. I'm going to go out on a limb and say I'm Mahomes.
Mahomes ain't going to be at 20-1.
At 20-1.
Yeah, he'd be much shorter odds than that.
Be the favorite. I'm sure he is the favorite, right, going into the...
My pick is Jameis Winston.
Jameis Winston?
Herbert. Yeah. I'm going to say Herbert.
Neither of those are correct. Yeah. That's a good guess. I like
Dak,
the Winston Dak guess.
At 21?
No. All right, man. I'm going to take a guess.
Stafford. I was trying to guess this guy before he guessed him. He was going to guess Stafford. Just tell us who it is.
Baker Mayfield.
Know.
The Baker. Money is pouring in on Baker Mayfield to win MVP. What do we think about this?
You know?
I mean, if that team's as good as they think they can be.
These guys got a lot of
cockiness going on with the Browns a little bit, huh?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Titans and Browns, winners of the offseason. Two hype teams.
What are the Browns? They got Jadeveon Clowney is in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
What else happened?
They get Odell Beckham back, I guess. They're looking at that as a positive.
Okay.
Even though Baker's a completely different quarterback when he's on the field yelling at him, so... I mean, I'd say that's the two big additions, right? I mean, another draft class, but mostly just getting Baker and Clowney, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Winning a playoff game last year.
A lot of momentum.
Titans and Browns don't play this year.
Lucky for you, huh?
Yeah, actually, kind of. We're going to win against them, though.
Yeah.
We'll play them in the playoffs.
We'll see. I don't know if you guys saw, but
it's
it is a...
Weird. 17 games.
It is official. Right. Tennessee football. Tweeted out yesterday, hashtag Neyland100. We are back to 100% capacity, baby. Here we go. Yes, sir.
I feel like this is something they should have.
Yes, sir.
I feel like this is something they should have privately told ticket people.
Yeah.
Who's excited? 100% capacity. We going to be there Thursday night for that Bowling Green game? Who's ready? A big one. What time's that game? 8 o'clock? Prime time? You guys going or not?
No. I will not be there. You going to be there? Let me guess. You got to work?
I have to, actually.
Going
to
be just like a block party? Yeah, I'll definitely be there, John. Oh, God. Got to go to the zoo.
I usually work Thursday nights. Listen.
Got to go to the zoo.
I really did have to go to the zoo.
I wonder if that Thursday night will be a good one for workers in Market Square. Will that bring business in? Or people going to be like, nah, we're good. We're just going to stay home. Watch this one on old
maybe.
TV.
Exciting stuff, though, man. 100%. We're back.
I feel like that's something they should
have. We are back.
That's just something they should have told people privately. That way, in case whenever we sell 70,000 tickets, we'll be like, we're still
limited capacity.
Some COVID stuff going on here.
We're being safe.
Yeah.
Exciting stuff. I'm excited. I'm getting excited a little bit, John. I'm not going to lie.
I hope we're good at football.
What are you getting excited for?
I don't know. Just football, man. It's the blood pumping a little bit, no matter how bad you might be. It's also official that the Cowboys will return to Oxnard for training camp. Oxnard, California. Be the first workout on July 22nd. They did not get to do that last year, so that'll be obviously cool. Always, they've been doing that for a long time now, last few years, practicing out there in Oxnard.
We had an update on where the Cowboys are doing training camp.
I know everybody's worried about it. I know. Don't
Why
you worry.
Is that?
Don't you worry. Sorry, I just sent this in. I guess I could bring this up. We could probably maybe talk about this after the break. But there's new protocols for the NFL when it comes to COVID-19 protocols for 2021 training camp and preseason. Apparently, they have different rules for fully vaccinated players and players who are not fully vaccinated. Kind of interesting. You want to hear some of the information on this?
Not particularly.
Okay.
You can give it if you think it's interesting, though. They're your headlines.
I just think, you know, people who are not fully vaccinated do have to test every day, required to test every day. Players have who
are
fully vaccinated.
I would get vaccinated just for that reason, man. I'd get vaccinated just to not have to take that damn test
avoid the pain.
Every day.
Masks are still required for people who are not fully vaccinated. You must remain physically distant from others in the club. Like, you pretty much have every restriction still, while players who are fully vaccinated do not have to worry about this at all. Simply
Again,
enough.
It's just an incentive.
That's just what I would do, just to not have to do that.
I think that's
that.
What this is, just make more players.
We're going to make your life hell if you don't get vaccinated.
Mm. Kind of sounds like it.
It's not going to be fun for you. Mm. Good batch of headlines. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Have we missed anything today? It's been a lot of NBA stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of MLB pitchers are chirping about this new sticky substance rules.
Yeah, what was it, Tyler Glass now?
Yeah.
Know, basically saying he got robbed of Cy Young, and now he's his shoulder. I didn't understand him saying his shoulder got hurt because of the substance. Like, what was...
It's like he was saying he had to change the way that he was throwing because he relied on a sticky substance, which, you know, not a good crutch to fall on.
He said he had what, sunscreen and rosin is what he was saying he would have on there.
Yeah. And then it was with the snap on his off-speed pitches. And then since he had to overcompensate without the, you know, the stickiness to help, that's what made his right elbow flame up, I guess. And now he's on the injured list just because of it. So.
Sounds pretty soft.
It is pretty soft, I'm not going to lie.
Sounds pretty soft of the Tampa Bay Rays to have their – see their ace. I mean, he's been their
he
best
is
pitcher,
the ace.
Right?
Number three in Cy Young voting-ish.
I got to play with sticky stuff. But, yeah, I mean, there is a – it seems to be a war.
Mm-hmm. He ain't the only one. He's just the first one. And he has an injury that he can tag to it, so it gives it some sort of legitimacy, but also just an excuse at the end of the day.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I get it messing with your throwing motion. Or I guess I get it messing with your grip, but I don't know if I understand the throwing motion change. Like, I don't know. It seems like a weird complaint to have. But
yeah, it's putting two and two together for him.
If I'm a pitcher and I don't need it, your numbers are going to look a lot better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, some guys that have just, you know, their spins drastically decrease – and a couple of the big-name high-dollar pitchers like, you know, Trevor Bauer and Gerrit Cole have had their spin rate significantly decrease. It's going to make them less of a good pitcher, less of a great pitcher. But really, it's going to just hurt the teams that gave them huge contracts. Like, Gerrit Cole, what, $200 million for the Yankees, and you don't want Gerrit Cole that can't spin the ball as much and get as much control on it. That's going to not be worth the money. It's all about timing, I guess. If you're a pitcher that is up for a big contract and you are relying on that, you're going to cost yourself a lot of money.
Please tell me you guys have seen the picture of Jokic in back at home in Serbia, riding on a little wagon with a horse. Have you guys seen this picture?
Jokic said he is not playing for the national team when it comes to the Olympic qualifying. He said he don't think he's going to play in the Olympics either after, you know, playing deep into the or playing into the playoffs on two shortened seasons, you know, in the bubble last year and this year. So he is back in Serbia, and yes, a picture has come out of him riding behind a one-horse wagon, and it just looks really funny.
Just his big ass in that little wagon.
And yes,
7 foot of him.
And yesterday you had the video of his brothers in the stands circulating. Did you guys see that one?
Oh, that was...
Because his brothers were there for game three. I guess they were there for game three and four after he had won MVP and got his trophy or whatever. And his brothers seem more like probably like you would picture from a Serbian you know, 20-something, 30-year-old guy that's, like, probably lived a hard life, been through, like, a war-torn country that didn't have basketball to, you know, bring themselves out. They're a huge tattooed man. They look like they try to kill John Wick. And they are standing in the front row screaming at Devin Booker. Like, they want to kill Devin Booker. And it probably contributed to Devin Booker changing his tone, you know, pretty quickly when Jokic got in his face. And it might also show all why that Jokic was trying to be a tough guy in the game 4. He was trying to show off for his brothers.
Okay.
Makes more sense.
That checks out.
But the video that someone took standing next to the two brothers while they're screaming is pretty scary. Yeah. There's a security guard standing there right in front of them. I'm like, oh, God, please don't try to rush the court. I'm not going to be able to stop you.
It looks like he's about to run on the court.
That's what I'm saying.
He's got one foot out of the stands.
And the security guard standing there like, I'm not going to be able to stop you. And plus, we can't, like, hurt you because you're Jokic's brother. And, like, he's our franchise. But they are very mad and screaming. Screaming stuff. Is Serbian a language, Cam? What would be the language of Serbia?
Pretty sure Serbian's a language.
Oh, okay. I mean,
let's Google that one. That doesn't sound right.
Speak Serbian? That sounds Serbian right. Say speak
language?
Serbian.
Yeah, Serbian language.
Yeah, okay. I'm pretty sure. Okay.
Screaming at him in Serbian.
Yeah. That would be terrifying.
The one brother is jacked. He is Jokic, but in shape and that does muscles and has a huge neck tattoo on the back of his neck. And I was like, okay, yep, this guy's not one you want to fight.
I love all that stuff that's saying is like they saw that Nikola had the real talent and they just went to the streets and defended him.
I was gonna say it's probably similar. That is probably those boys were probably running on the streets, and Jokic was the talented one. And they protected him and like don't touch the little brother. Like
he was probably a little chubby kid too, just getting bullied.
He was definitely a little chubby kid. They were out fighting and Nikola just had a basketball and his 2 liter of cola.
That's our MVP.
He had a liter of cola and ready to go out and shoot jumpers. So Jokic was developing the Jokic was dominating the internet yesterday between that and then this morning. Yeah, the video of him riding around in a one horse buggy.
That's too good, man.
Yeah, that's awesome. There's your MVP.
That's awesome.
And I did wonder, like, during the video of Jokic and his brothers. Like, whenever they're chanting MVP, if the brothers really knew what that meant. Like, when they were getting the award, like, I wondered how much Jokic had to explain to them. Like, no, this means I'm the best player in the league. Because they came there for the trophy ceremony. Like, they're yelling MVP, the crowd's chanting MVP. I thought maybe the brothers might stop and enjoy that, but no, they did not quit screaming while the crowd chants MVP. They were still wanting to kill Devin Booker. Mm-hmm. Anything else? So we got the baseball pitchers mad, but hey, I guess it seems as if MLB is here to try to protect offense. You know, steroid scandal of the mid-90s, they didn't really care about that for a couple years because, hey, home runs. Chicks dig the long ball. Fans like the long ball. Mm-hmm. Yeah. People still hitting a lot of home runs in baseball this year, but not as many like just singles and doubles and putting balls in play. A lot of strikeouts over the last couple years. Pitchers had gotten too good. They're like, hey, this isn't really nice for the game. Let's extend this. Let's get some more offense back in the game. So baseball moved pretty quickly on that. Did you see Trevor Bauer? He did an interview during the game of the Dodgers game. They were asking him about what he thought about it, and all he simply did was just hold up a baseball with the ball sticking to his hand. I guess he had put some pine tar or something on his hand. And
really?
They asked if he had a message for Manfred, and he has held up the ball, sticking there.
Trevor Bauer, he's a character.
He's a baby, is what he is. Yeah. He tries to be cool. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but he always wants to be the fun guy.
I'm usually laughing at what he does, like when he got pulled out of a game and just threw it right over center field from the pitcher's mound.
Well, that was his last moment in Cleveland. That was his last moment there. They got him out of town after that.
Yeah, I was smiling and laughing.
Oh, yeah. We got also what else? So we got games 5 tonight. Clippers.
Oh, yeah, here's your chance to plug in a little Hawks talk, huh?
Nothing to say. Must win.
Okay.
Nah, it's not really a must win.
I feel like every playoff game's
a must win. It's not a
John.
It's not a must win.
What are you talking about? It's not a must win. I literally just told you 88% of the time, whatever the stat is.
So you're saying there's a 12% chance?
I think it's 82.
8 out of 10's pretty high. Pretty high.
Yeah, sure.
Pretty high.
How'd it work for the Mavericks last round?
Does the Hawks have a guy like Kawhi Leonard on the other side? Oh, wait, you're going to tell me the Celtics were up 3-2 on LeBron? You're going to tell me that next?
They were.
The Hawks don't have LeBron or Kawhi on their team. Sorry, they don't.
those teams also didn't have a 7-foot, 300-pound guy whose knee is laboring and going to get worse every day. I mean, that matters, right? I mean, Embiid's obviously wearing down. So, like, I do think even if they win Game 5, Embiid having to play after one day rest and have to turn around and do it again in Game 6, I think that Will has a possibility of catching up to them in Game 7 if they play.
We'll see how he looks tonight.
Yeah, we will. I don't know what to expect from him tonight. Like,
the Hawks, by the way, not to mean to cut you off, but, like, I'd go at Embiid offensively. Like, I'd be aggressive. I'd go at him. I'd make him play defense.
No, the thing was, in Game 4, he was still really, really good on defense. Like, his offense was terrible, but he was still really, really good. Like,
wouldn't you want to just wear this guy out? Isn't that kind of the goal?
I think what I would do if I was the Hawks. And what they kind of did in Game 4 is I'm just playing faster. Like, we're just getting up and down the court. Like, they shot 43s in Game 4 after shooting, I think it was, like, 28 in the games 2 and 3 combined. Mm-hmm. Like, they just go, like, run up and down. Like, Herter and Bogdanovich might miss a bunch of shots, but, hey, just shoot them. Get them up. Now, what you're asking about getting him involved in pick and rolls, like, if you want to get Trey out there and, you know, Trey has been getting him in pick and rolls, make him chase a little bit. But as long as he's at the rim, he was still really, really good. There's a couple plays, especially in that fourth quarter, he just swallowed up John Collins. He's still really good at protecting the rim. So I don't know if I want to, like, challenge him at the rim. But, yeah, if you want to keep him on the perimeter and put him in pick and rolls, like, yeah, let's test that lateral movement. Which the Hawks, I mean, they did kind of figure that out in Game 4, I thought, was we're going to either try to get him moving around because he can't move, or we're going to get whoever is guarding Seth Curry to come set that screen. Let's get Seth Curry guarding Trey, and then that opens up everything. Like, Seth Curry was kind of getting picked on a little bit. And I made the joke when it happened. Was it Game 2, Cam, when Danny Green got hurt, or Game 3? Game 2?
Game 2, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, because he was out 3, I remember that, and then we lost it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, we made the joke, that's terrible news for the Hawks, but it has made the Sixers' defense less good just simply because as long as Seth Curry and Korkmaz are on the court together, you can go after one of those guys.
Yep.
So, yes, Draven, you are right. 82% of the time, I believe, a team who wins Game 5 in a 2-2 series wins, but there are always some extenuating circumstances, and I do think you are worried if you're a Sixers fan that Embiid could be wearing down. So if you are a Hawks fan, like Cam and I, and you lose tonight, it'll suck. But if you turn around and win Game 6 and Embiid doesn't look good again, has to get back on a plane, fly to Atlanta, get back on a plane, fly back, that knee, you know, is going to be wearing down. I will say it does feel a little bit like a I think it's more of a must-win for Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Would you agree or disagree with that?
I'll tell you, I mean, all the pressure's on Philadelphia completely. Right. I mean, even this whole series, there's more pressure on Philly. I feel like Atlanta's done what they done a lot more than many expected of them.
I think winning Game 4 was enough to make this playoffs a resounding success for the Hawks.
Oh, yes. I agree. Losing, especially coming back like that, too.
Yep. At home, losing in 5, you would have been like, okay, it's still a good season. You know, you still beat the Knicks. You still won one game. But it would have been a bad taste for them to lose 4 in a row, especially if you got blown out at home both times. Mm-hmm. But you turn around, you came back, won that game. And, you know, I'll call it the second best young core in the league right now behind the Suns. Like, I would take Booker, Ayton, and Bridges right now as the best young core in the league. I would say I feel like the Hawks is the second best young core in the league with a chance to be number one if Hunter comes back and is healthy next year and Reddish, you know, is back, whatever. But to get those reps in the playoffs and actually win the game at home and, you know, while Cam's there and the crowd's rocking, like, that builds a fan base too. So, yeah, I would say that it's kind of house money moving forward. But at the same time, like, now that we're here and Embiid's limping around, let's win the thing.
You got to think the Hawks are kind of in their heads, too. When you come out in the second half like that and the team just out-toughs you almost and
definitely
you blow
Doc
a lead
Rivers
like that.
Yeah.
Well, Doc did avoid a 3-1 lead, which is good for him. But I did see that Doc has lost 4 of the last 5 playoff series he's had a lead in when he's been up 2-1. So, like,
really?
Yeah, like, Doc hasn't been good in these situations. But
you tell he was so frustrated. I mean, he dropped an F-bomb in his post-game interview. Like, he's just saying they pretty much got completely outplayed in the second half, just energy-wise.
So when you're talking about being in their head, Cam, I would say Doc's been preaching all the last 2 days, though, that, like, hey, they out-toughed you. Like, we can't have that happen in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's one of those phenomenons I talk about when a antsy home crowd is in there in a big game. Like, how quick – if the Hawks come out and hit a couple shots early, which
– I'll say, we have not shot well at all this series. Right. You got to think at least one of those games shots are going to fall.
Well, yeah. Like, it just takes one good shooting performance either tonight or in Game 7, and you can send Philadelphia home. Yeah. And you got it in Game 1. That's why you won. And then you haven't really the last 3 games. Mm-hmm. You still found a way to win one. So, yeah, if you're the Hawks, you don't feel like you've played very well.
Yeah.
You know, Trey was 8 of 26. You didn't hit a bunch of threes last game. So, you feel good about your chances. As Draven said, all the pressure's on Philly. That's 100% accurate. I'm not saying I won't be disappointed if the Hawks lose and, like, oh, I'm happy to be here. That's not it. But, you know, it is going to be a lot worse for them if they lose. No pushback from you, huh? On the second best young core in the league? Interesting.
Oh, well, I was trying to think about that. Honestly, who else would even be in the conversation?
Pelicans, but they're just not winners.
I mean,
they would have told you the Mavericks last year, but then all of a sudden they're like, oh, Porzingis sucks. And I guess Porzingis ain't even that young anymore. No. They don't have a second guy. Pelicans, I mean, yeah, I wouldn't. I mean, Zion and Ingram's it. And
I mean, Buzz City's probably, honestly, third, no kidding.
Well, who's in the young core besides, I mean, Bridges in, like, Washington, I guess, or?
Yeah, they're pretty
young. I know LaMelo, obviously,
LaMelo,
is number one.
Bridges, but. Washington. Walter Graham's still young. He's only in, like, year three.
I would probably still take Tatum and Brown over.
You know? I guess. I mean, who else they got, though? I mean, I'm
saying over Charlotte, though.
Yeah.
I think the Suns are number one, though. Now that Bridges is taking a step and Ayton's taking a leap, I think that's the best young core. Now, I will say, I don't think it's a coincidence that both teams with these young cores have really thrived by getting some, you know, big offseason acquisitions, and they have a nice mix of veterans, too. Like,
yep.
You know, I do think Bogdanovich was a huge signing, obviously, as Chris Paul has proven to be. Not as big, but you need that other guy that can come there and hit big shots. Ah, the Suns and Hawks, the new Lakers and Celtics.
Let's do it.
Next decade.
The finals everybody wants.
Just Booker versus Trey.
Okay.
The finals everybody wants. Easy. You know?
Who do you think the NBA wants to win the title right now?
I don't know. That's actually a good question. Like,
Suns,
especially
the Chris Paul. I would lean Chris Paul. But
there's a lot of people I feel like that don't like Chris Paul either. He flops around
a
lot.
I don't know about fans maybe, but in the league, Chris Paul is the most popular player.
I was talking about fans. Yeah, I'm sure everybody else in the NBA.
I mean, president of the Players Association. Like, right. He's the most liked and respected player, is what they say. You think the NBA is rooting for him?
I would think so.
Maybe Brooklyn, just because you want another villain, but I will say, I bet the NBA, you know, they're sad the Lakers aren't there and the Knicks aren't there, but they probably do think, like, hey, we do have a couple of big market, like, sleeping giants. Like, Phoenix is a pretty big market. Atlanta's, like, number 10. And if you're the NBA, like, Atlanta's never been cool, like, since Dominique. Like, that is, like, a pretty, like, hotbed of, like, black culture and, like, you know, basketball. You could.
Yep.
The Hawks were good, that might actually turn into something that the league.
I mean, like, I always try to tell people, like, the fans come out for, like, the playoff games. Like, they come out when you're putting a decent product out there. They're a little, you know, iffy in the regular season, but I feel like a lot of NBA places can kind of be like that when there's that many games. But yeah, it's just the way the city is, you know, with just so many people from different places. Usually there's other fans there. There's not a ton of people that grow up right in Atlanta,
I think Trey is a likable figure. I think it's more about the players.
I think Trey is very likable in the city.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm just talking about outside of Atlanta, like around
to bring in some
Bama around the NBA. Yeah.
No, for sure. And I think that was. I mean, that's part of the reason I justified, and I think the Hawks justified the Trae Young and Luka trade is that, like, they felt like it was going to be tougher for a Slovenian kid to come be the face of an Atlanta franchise whenever you could get a black exciting point guard that could, you know,
shoot
maybe
three,
right,
make the cool plays. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. And again, I do think the Hawks have been pretty cognitive of, like, we need to be appealing to our black fan base in Atlanta. You kind of got
to
do that. So I thought it was a cultural fit for both, like Luka in Dallas and Trey in Atlanta. I do think that mattered.
Yeah.
It might have just been from a ticket sale standpoint, but still, they had that in mind. We'll play some overrated and underrated after the break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Let's play some overrated underrated. Quick edition. We've been running out of time on this, Cam. Give us three topics. Let's go.
Let's go. First topic we've got. First topic we have.
Walter Payton, maybe?
Target.
What are you talking about over there? Target?
Yeah.
I prefer to call it Tarjay.
Have you guys seen the old clip where it was like the lights were flashing because it was about to close, and he was like, Target. You see that?
No.
Funny video. Either way, I don't know the last time I've been to a Target. I feel like it's kind of overrated. I don't know. I mean, I guess they got a decent selection of stuff, whatever, but like, I never go to Target. Never have a desire to go to Target. Like, what makes Target more special than everything else? Just because they have such a variety of stuff, of clothes and stuff? Is that why they have clothes and groceries?
The clothes are probably a little bit better than the clothes at Walmart. People think.
But, I'm still not going to go shopping at Target, you know? That's my thing. Like, I'm going to get my groceries at somewhere more convenient and cheaper. I feel like Target's also very overpriced a little bit. Overrated.
I'd say groceries,
overrated.
Yeah, clothes.
Overrated.
I'd say you can get some
overhyped
clothes.
I'll say Target is underrated simply because I enjoy going to the Target much more than I enjoy going to Walmart. Like, if I need something that's going to be at both, I always go to Target instead. Walmart's more of a hassle, I feel like. Walmart's size comes against me in this regard.
Mm-hmm. You want to read that tweet for me real quick? What's that say?
Go ahead, breaking news.
What's that say?
Go ahead.
Breaking news.
Why are you so happy? Why are you?
Because that's my boy.
Oh, okay. That's my boy. Okay, I was going to say, you're trying to hold it over like my head. Like, I don't care.
Well, I'm pretty sure you said he wasn't going to win it.
I thought Anthony. Go ahead. I was wrong. Is that all you want me to say? I was wrong.
Can I do my breaking news?
Go ahead.
Breaking news. Charlotte Hornets guard LaMelo Ball has been voted NBA's Rookie of the Year.
Good for him.
No one. No one cares.
I care.
No one outside.
A lot of people thought Anthony Edwards should have won it, and look at that. He sure did.
I still think Anthony Edwards probably should
have won it. LaMelo Ball, overrated, underrated, huh?
Overrated.
Underrated to me. Underrated to me a little bit.
Overrated. Back to Target. Yeah, like I said, smaller than Walmart, has the essentials you need. Also, prefer Target, which I don't know if this is still the case, but I always preferred Target because it had parental advisory CDs back when CDs were a thing. Walmart didn't, so yeah. I preferred Target for that reason. And, you know, I was a sucker for the dog. Didn't they have the dog with the red spot around it?
Yeah.
It's red and white. The layout of the store is better. Why
don't they have that? Why don't they use that dog as more of a appeal now? Like, you never see him anymore.
They moved away from the dog. Maybe he died. They didn't want to replace him. Yeah. Well, I'm sure he did die because, I mean, it's been 20 years.
It's a long time.
He has died. RIP to Target. Yeah. Target underrated.
I bet he had a name.
Spot. His name was Spot, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, wasn't Target?
I think it was Spot.
Isn't Target known to be
sounds right. It was Bullseye.
Bullseye, that's what it was. Yeah, I knew it was something related there.
Yeah.
Spot wasn't related. He just had spots. That doesn't mean he's related. I knew it was related. Sound like Hayden now.
Target's a spot. Is it not?
Target is a spot?
Where you're aiming, your target
like
is a target, spot.
Like a, yeah.
Nah, I mean,
like a bullseye.
He's
kind of
onto something. I think
that's what I was going with. That's what
I hit my talk. Mark. That's a mark. If his name was Mark, would you have said you were onto something there? Yeah. If the dog was running around named Mark? Oh yeah, I knew it was something like that.
Yeah, Mark. Yeah.
Just imagine a dog named Mark.
My dog's name's Frank. It's kind of similar.
It is funny when people just have normal names and you see people like yelling in the street for their dog, and it's just
Jeff. Come over here now.
It's just a dog. You're like, oh.
Well.
All right. Next up, we have. Curly fries.
I love curly fries, man. I think curly fries might be the most elite of the fries. Call me crazy. The one thing that I really love more than anything is Arby's. I'm a very big Arby's fan. I feel like a lot of people bash on Arby's. I don't know why. But the main reason I like it so much is I just absolutely love their curly fries, man. And I think what makes curly fries also underrated, Cam, is the fact that not a lot of places have them. Like, go ahead, name me some places who have curly fries. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Crickets. Crickets in here.
I mean, Arby's. Hey,
Arby's is about it.
Arby's is still open.
Yeah.
I'm saying it's still open because of curly fries.
That's exactly. That's my point. Completely underrated. Man, love some curly fries. You get the big bunched up ones that are just like a huge fry, basically. Curly fries. I think, again, most elite fries out there. Most elite fries. Call me crazy.
I think curly fries are really good, too. Now, Arby's, if we're thinking of just, like, the seasoning, I think the seasoning on the Arby's fries help, too. But I like the regular fries that are also just curly. It's so nice we get the perfect, like, 2-inch one.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. 2-inch thick curly fry. Uh-huh. Sometimes you get those big jumbo ones. And I used to love those as a kid, but I'll be honest, the older I get, I don't like putting the big jumbo ones in my mouth anymore.
Why is that?
Just too much. Yeah. I prefer the nicer, easier to handle 2 inches. The big jumbo ones, just too much, too thick, too girthy, just absolutely not. No thanks on those. Now sometimes at the end of the curly fries you get those like little like just like little circle ones or the little like half circle ones. I like those. I don't know if those are considered curly fries or not because they're not curly, which is sometimes nice when you get the non-curly curly fries. But nope, love the curly fries. Great, my mouth is watering thinking about it.
I was about to say I might have to go get some now.
I'm trying to think of Hooters has curly fries, right?
Didn't they
still have curly fries? I like Hooters curly fries.
The Just Wings place that you can just do DoorDash. They do curly fries.
Okay,
that's like the only. Chili's, that's literally the only.
Chili's, right?
Kahuna Wings.
What, who?
Big Kahuna Wings.
Oh,
I've never had them. Place around here has curly fries.
Yeah,
not many though. Very rare.
Every place should have curly fries. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, really.
Got to be more expensive.
How do they make them curly? Stupid question.
Just someone hand swirls them. Just hand swirl them.
It's like basically.
The way you cut it,
have you ever made like homemade fries? Yeah.
Well, yeah, but how do you make them curly?
You just spin around the potato.
Oh, so you do.
Yeah, you basically got to spin around.
That would be a lot more work.
Maybe that's why it's just more expensive.
Yeah, people like convenience. All right. Next up we have wearing hats.
You know, I got to go over wearing hats is underrated. A real unfortunate moment in here earlier. Not to put my boys on blast, but, you know, both Davey and Russell came after me. I got a little knot on my head. And they're like, oh, did you get hit in the head? I was like, no. Russell's like, did you get bit by a bug? I'm like, no, dude, it's just this little thing came on my head a couple years ago. I can't get rid of it. Dermatologist won't let me cut it off. If I had a hat on, they never would have seen it, and it was just kind of awkward.
I'm sorry you had to go through that.
It was tough. I feel like Drew Brees whenever he went on Oprah and they asked him, you know, who's been kissing on him. He's like, no, it's just a birthmark. Like, what do you want me to do for it? Although he got to take it off his face. Dermatologist told me I can't really, don't need to be cutting up there, so I just kind of had to live with it. So when I wear a hat, at least Russell wouldn't have seen it. As a bald man, it's also nice to have a hat. I had to wear a hat yesterday at bocce because God knows that sun would have killed my head.
Oof. Yeah.
Hats come in handy for the bald community.
Hats are overrated, Cam. I just look so stupid.
A nice thick head of hair.
That's fine. Like, I just look so stupid in a hat, man. I don't know if it's like how my hair lays. I don't know if it's because I have a little bit of a bigger head, but I'm telling you, every single hat I've ever tried on in my life, doesn't matter, flat bill, regular hat, even some of the more nicer hats, it looks stupid on me. I look stupid. I think it's just my big head.
Hair's too thick.
Thick hair, bigger head, just looks dumb. Yeah. It does. Like, I just look absolutely silly. I will probably never wear a hat ever again. Not even kidding. I haven't worn a hat since like grade school.
You had that hat on didn't you have that hat on in your Instagram picture, your little bucket hat?
Okay, well, that's a little
cowboy hat. Well, what are those hats called? Like the little.
Like what Jason Mraz would wear. Yeah,
you look stupid in that one. I'll tell you that.
Whatever. You know that post was funny.
Not a fedora. A fedora is the one that's like the. Isn't the fedora like the taxi cabber hat? Like, that's not that, right? Like, it's like a little half cowboy hat. Is that a fedora? Am I mistaken what a fedora is? I'm thinking a fedora is just kind of like as a taxi driver hat.
Fedora.
That's a fedora.
How you spell fedora?
That's a fedora?
It's an Indiana Jones hat.
That's not really what I was rocking. Mine was more of a sun hat.
Oh, okay. Either way, you look stupid in it.
Well,
I mean, you said it yourself.
I was going to say, I'm not going to disagree. I do look dumb in hats. Simple as that.
This is what I was thinking of a fedora hat was, and this is what came up when I first Googled it, but that was what I'm looking at.
Oh, those floppy ones?
Yeah. But it doesn't say fedora. It says fedora there, so
It was. Yeah, it was the fedora. The first one I'm looking at here.
Oh, man, this Neiman Marcus hat. Oh, wait, $1,500. Okay, that checks out. Nice looking hat. Jeez. Wish I had known about this hat whenever I got my stimulus check. You guys would have seen me in this, you know, this cowboy fedora looking hat all the time.
Think you'd look good in a fedora hat?
I can finance it for $132 a month. That seems like something I should do.
Yeah,
you can't afford to buy the hat outright. We shouldn't be allowing these people to finance them. Just don't buy the hat, bro. Alright, last call on the other side is Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Last call is brought to you by the G3 Help Me Hotlines and the Knoxville-based law offices of G. Turner Howard III. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, give them a call at 865-558-8030 or visit online at g3helpme.com. Serving all of East Tennessee with over 20 years of experience, let the G3 team get you the money you deserve. That's G3HelpMe.com. Let's play some Pump the Brakes. Let's keep it moving. Cameron, Draven, which one of you guys want to go first?
Go ahead, Cameron.
Okay, Draven ran out of stories. All right. Woman who did this found guilty of doing this.
I don't know, I'm lost.
Yeah, it's...
Woman who Googled how to murder someone found guilty of murdering someone.
Well, did she murder them herself?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, she murdered her partner. She used a blend of sedatives in a combination with a plastic bag and a helium canister to stage that suicide, basically. But yeah, she literally Googled how to commit murder, and so basically they were able to go back through her text and Google searches and stuff like that, and found, but she searched that.
Is that what like made her guilty though? Like that was like the main.
I mean, she was already the suspect, you know, that doesn't help her case at all if that's her Google search history.
Yeah.
And obviously that seems pretty planned out. I guess they found everything out, kind of detailed in there as well.
What if someone Googled it from her computer, though?
Ooh.
Mm.
Well, if someone took her
phone. She reportedly murdered this guy, though, because he has a $3.5 million, 1,200-acre estate, which she was going to be the sole She was going to get all that stuff, basically. Yeah. So she killed her husband there, just a little sheep farmer.
Damn, he's just out here living life. Did he do anything bad to her?
I don't think so.
I don't
doesn't
take
have
up.
Anything listed in here. Yeah, apparently in the, like,
take
months
up for
leading
him,
up to
he's
the murder.
Or something like
apparently in the months leading up to the murder, she had Googled stuff about poisonous snakes, spiders, deadly fungi. She was just all over the place trying to find she was Googling like how many different tablets of like certain drugs were required for suicide, stuff like that. So she was really out here planning this, covering all her bases. And then she just broke down one day and said how to commit murder, and well, here she is.
Okay.
So don't Google what you're gonna do. I would not
lesson.
Recommend that.
It's a good lesson. See LeBron unhappy on Twitter?
What's he mad at now?
LeBron's mad about what? The season and the injuries?
Yep. He said they didn't want to listen to me at the start of the season. He knew this was gonna happen.
Would he be saying this too if he was still in the playoffs?
It's a good question.
No, he wouldn't be.
Well, he did get hurt though, so it was the injuries that took him out.
Yeah,
and I know all about the business side too, so don't even try me. He says, "I get it."
Man releases one movie, thinks he's a business expert.
Am I wrong, or did LeBron not want to play in the bubble last year?
Yeah.
Did LeBron not kind of force them back into the bubble last year?
Yep. Yep. Well, LeBron, be better next year.
Straight up.
What can I say? Don't get hurt. Don't be fragile. Don't be a Joel Embiid.
Wonder why he is so salty.
I mean,
he's sitting at home mad. He saw Leonard's out now. He's like, oh man, we should have been flying to the final.
He was hurt. He watched, his teammate get hurt. He's watched Chris Paul get hurt, his friend. Kyrie, his former teammate, now Kawhi. Like, he has watched a lot of injuries. I just feel like he was willing to play in the bubble last year, so he kind of helped set this up. Like, if they had skipped it and not let him win a championship last year, I think he'd have been much more upset about that. Mm-hmm. The Drive's up next. Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio.